Here's today's God Heals Hurting Marriages with Charlene Steinkamp.
You're having your faith tested each and every day. How are you doing? Are you falling into the trap of giving in to the accuser, to the enemy, who is constantly just pushing your buttons and saying and doing things to get you to want to quit and give up? Or are you walking in faith and believing and having the courage to say, I am not going to give up on my marriage. I'm not going to give up on my spouse. I'm going to remember how they were and not think of where they are now. Because we know they're blinded and deceived. We know they've been tempted and they fell. Will you turn up the heat in your prayer closet or in fasting? Will you believe and trust and have the courage that we need to have? Psalm 46 verse 1 says, God is our refuge and strength and ever-present help in trouble. Psalm 56 verse 3 and 4 says, when I'm afraid, I will trust in you. In God whose word I trust, in God I trust. I will not be afraid. What can mortal man do to me? Psalm 112 says, he will have no fear of bad news. His heart is steadfast, trusting in the Lord. You're going to hear bad reports every day, every week, every year, and you're going to say, it is hopeless. My spouse is moving on with their life. They are telling me they're never coming home. They're planning a wedding with the person they've been having an affair with. They may have a baby out of wedlock. It does not matter. It's a bad report. You've got to stand firm on what the Lord has told you and what he says he can do and quit worrying about the circumstances of what the devil is doing. The devil is trying to get you to give up. Because he doesn't want you to have a testimony and a praise report. He does not want you to be used mightily by the Lord in the future. You've got to understand there's a reason that you're hearing all this trash and all these bad reports. It's because God has a plan for you and a purpose for you in the future. You and your husband, you to be maybe a teacher of a Bible in a Sunday school class sharing about how to pray for prodigals. What better person to teach that is somebody's been doing it and had to walk through it. Don't be afraid of your circumstances. You must believe. You must trust. You must obey. And you must have courage. Being a Christian and doing what we're doing is not for the cowards. But we must stand up and say, I choose to serve my Lord. I choose not to disobey. I choose not to follow the Israelites and never get to the promised land because of my grumbling, my complaining, and my lack of faith. You have a choice. Quit letting every other person take you down and quit saying it's somebody else's fault and you need somebody else to hold you up. You need no one but the Holy Spirit to encourage you each and every day because your Lord is with you, guiding you, directing you. Your marriage is dead in the world's eyes. Do you believe what the enemy is telling you? You're going to believe what the Lord is telling you. We've got to come to the point that we're going to understand that Jesus Christ paid the price. Are you denying the Lord? Are you disowning him by saying, I don't have time to read the Bible. I don't have time to talk to him. I don't feel like it. Don't go by your feelings. Don't go by your emotions. If there's anything you remember with Bob and Charlene, pick up the Bible because God told you to do it. Pick up the Bible and read it in faith and obedience and say, I'm going to do it. And I may do it for 10 or 15 minutes because I have to do it just like I have to eat. You need to just read this word. You must say, devil, you're not going to get me. You're not going to take me down. You've already taken my spouse. You've already taken my family. I am not going to let you take him. I'm going to stand up and fight you.
You've been listening to God Heals Hurting Marriages with Charlene Steinkamp. You can write the Steinkamps at P.O. Box 10548, Pompano Beach, Florida, 33061. The Steinkamps also invite you to visit their website at rejoiceministries.org.